Bezras Hashem Yisparek, today's daf is Lamed Beis and Maseches Kedushin, is the 1,342nd daf in Shas. Bezras Hashem, our daf is going to continue discussing the halachos of Kibud Av V'Em. We're going to define, as we had pointed out in yesterday's daf, there are two psukim in the Torah that give mitzvahs of Kibud Av V'Em. One says, Ish Imoy V'Oviv Tira'u, and the other is Kabeides Avicha V'Esimecha. And Chazal understand that there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Yira, and there is a mitzvah of Kavod, or two components, if you will, to the mitzvah, Yira and Kavod. And we will discuss those two components starting out our daf. On the top of the Yomud, the Gemara is also going to raise where does the financial responsibility of Kibud Av V'Em start? In other words, the Torah says that I'm supposed to do Kibud Av V'Em. What happens if that's going to cause me to incur a loss of money, or I'm going to need to spend money? A loss of money might be that I won't be able to go work, or I need to spend money to mekayim appropriately. Do I have to pay for it, or does it come from the parents' estate? Gemara will continue to give examples of how far and how poignant Kibud Av V'Em is. We had some beautiful Agadah to Gemara's yesterday about that. Then we're going to get into an important sugya going on to Amud Beis of Mechila when it comes to Kibud Av V'Em, as well as the Chiyuv of Kvod Harav and Arav being Mocha. And that will really dominate Lamed Beis and Mebeis, the sugya of Rav Shemochel Kvodo, Nasi Shemochel Kvodo, whether their Kavod is Mochel. And finally, on the bottom of Lamed Beis and Mebeis, we're going to discuss the Chiyuv of the mitzvah of Adarta Pnei Zaken, honoring our elders. Elders are two things. One is an elderly person, and number two is an extension of what we mentioned earlier, Talmidei Chachamim. So let's Beis Hashem pick up where we left off on the bottom of Lamed Aleph on Beis Tanur Rabbanan. Ezeu Meira Ve'ezeu Kibud. What qualifies as Mora, Ish Imo Ve'ov Tiro, one mitzvah, and what qualifies Kavod, Kabinis Avicha Semecha? Mora, says the Gemara, loy oymid b'mekayim v'loy yoyshev b'mekayim. He doesn't stand in his place, doesn't sit in his place. V'loy soyser is devarav, and he doesn't contradict his father. That's important. I remember my father was mechanech me. Once I thought something that my father said when I was young, that I thought it was a little different, and I suggested otherwise. And my father was mechanech me, and he said, you're not allowed to be soyser divrei abba. V'loy soyser is devarav, v'loy machriyay. And he doesn't decide if his father is right or wrong. If his father had a disagreement with somebody else, he's not in position to decide who's right. Kibud, what is kavod? Machil umashke. He gives him food to eat, feeds him, gives him to drink, dresses him, umechasa, covers him, machnes umotzi, takes him in and out. Period. So these are the mitzvos of Mora and Kibud. Gemara continues on to the top of Lamed Beis and Alf. Yiboilu, Mishel Mi. Rashi explains, from which property does one eat, give him to eat, or drink, or honor him? Rav Yehud Amar, Mishel Bet. Rav Yehud says it comes from the son's estate. Renasim Baroshi Amar, Mishel Av. It comes from the father's estate. Oru le Rabbanu le Rabbi Yirmiyah, v'amri le braid Rabbi Yirmiyah, k'manda amar mishel av. We paskin, this is how we paskin the halacha, that it's supposed to come from the father's estate. The Gemara now challenges this psak, four lines from the top. Mesive nemar kabeid esavich v'esimecha. The pasuk in regards to honoring one's parents says, kabeid, honor the parents. V'nemar kabeid es Hashem oincha. And also it says to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Honcha is actually also connected to our Gemara. And that is, as we mentioned yesterday, we had this pasuk yesterday, Mehoncha means your wealth. Malahalom b'chisarin kis. And that pasuk tells us that even if it requires a loss of money to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's necessary. We said in Kriyishma today, Uvechol me'odecha, Afkan b'chisarin kis. So too here, you're supposed to risk losing money, and there's a requirement also of Kibud Av V'Em that you need to lose money. V'yamrit Mishel Av, and if you're going to say that the Chiyuv of Kibud Av V'Em in terms of finances, that chiyuv is satisfied with the finances of the parent. Why do we say that there is chisar and kis? In what way is there a chisar and kis for the child? The money comes from the finances. So Gemara answers, lebitul malacha. As we've mentioned earlier, there are two ways a person could lose money. One is that one uses the money to buy food, and the other is that you're involved with kibud av va'em and don't go to work. So that would be a case where there's a chisar and kis of a person who doesn't go to work. Tashma says, come and I'll bring you a proof. Shnei achim, shnei shutim, avu b'noi rav, talmidei poidin ze leze maiser sheni, umachilin ze leze maiser ani. This is a tosefta maiser sheni that says that if you have brothers or shutfim, and examples of shutfim also includes a father and son, a Rebbe, and is a Talmud, so then in such a case, they could redeem each other's maiser sheni. Rashi explains, the general halacha is that if someone redeems Maiser Sheni, when they're redeeming their own Maiser Sheni, they're considered chayiv, an extra chomesh. However, if they redeem the Maiser Sheni of somebody else, so then in such a case, there isn't a requirement of chomesh. So the halacha is as follows. When it comes to father and son, even though clearly they benefit from each other, the father invites the son over for supper and so on and so forth, you might think that you have to add a chomesh. The chidush is that one does not. Similarly, machilin ze leze maiser ani, if a father has maiser ani, he's allowed to give it to his son. So that's the halacha in Tosefton Maiser Sheni, and that is that we don't consider father and son as if you're redeeming your own maiser sheni, or in giving yourself your own Maiser Ani. Analyzes the Gemara. V'yamrit Mishel Ben, if we're going to say that the halacha is that Kibud Ava'im comes from the son's estate, Nimtze Zeh Pareh Choyva Mishel Ani, what will come out is, in the case of Maiser Ani, if the son uses his Maiser Ani to feed his father, so then he anyhow had to feed his father. And he's using Maiser Ani to be Poreya his Chov. He has a Chov, a financial responsibility, to pay for his father's food. And now he's using his Maiser Ani to get around that. Answers the Gemara, Lo Tzricha Lahadofa. Now over here, we're talking about when he adds more than the actual responsibility. There's a basic meal that costs $10. And then there's an extra good meal that costs $15. So $10 he gave from Maiser Ani. And then the extra $5, excuse me, the first $10 he gave from his own money. And the extra $5, that could come from Maiser Ani. Says the Gemara, Yihachi, Hainu Diktani, Allah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Tove Me'ira L'misha Machalas of Maiser Ani, that Rabbi Yehuda commented on the above Mishnah, that cursed is someone who, the above Tosefta, who feeds his father from Maiser Ani. V'ila Hadafa, so we just said that he's not giving from the Maiser Ani to his father, just for the meal, just a hadafa. So why do Rabbi Yehuda give a curse? My nafkamina, vila hadafa, my nafkamina. Afilu achi zila bei milsa, it's still not nice to use the money from Maiser Ani to pay for your father's hadafa. You pay for your father's food from your own pocket, and you pay Maiser Ani to a different Ani, says Rabbi Yehuda. Even though la pialacha, he could use the Maiser Ani for the hadafa. Tashma the Gemara continues to analyze the sugya Mishel Av o Mishel Ben. Shalu as Rabbi Lazar at Heichon Kibud Av. How far does it go? V'im Amar Lehem Kedei Shiyutol Arniki V'Yizrukenu Liyah B'fanov Ve'ina Machlima. That the example that Rabbi Eliezer gave was that even if the father tells the children to take money and throw it into the sea, they do it and they don't embarrass him. V'yamit Mishel Av. But if you're going to say that the chiyuv of kibud avim comes from the father's estate, the son's not going to bother. The father tells him, throw $20 into the ocean. The son throws the $20 in. He'll just go and take from his father's account $20 back. So why would that even bother him, the Rebbe Elazar says, ah, that Kibra Aveim goes so far that you don't get upset even when he tells you this. Answers the Gemara, be Roy Liyarsha. We're talking about a child who could inherit his father. So at the end of the day, taking $20 out of his father's account is also painful because he would have his own $20 as well as, after his father passes his way, inheriting those $20. V'chihad Rabba bar Ravuna, like similar, the Gemara says, our case that we just mentioned is similar to the case of Rabba Ravuna. The Ravuna kara shiroi ba'anpe Rabba Bre. Ravuna would tear silk in front of Rabba's son. Amar, he said, Izil ichsi, let us see. Iraseach, iloraseach. If he's someone who has a temper. In other words, Ravuna wanted to test whether his son had a temper. Says the Gemara, v'dilma rosach. But if his father doesn't, he does get upset. V'ka'avar lifnei iver lo sitei michshol. Then he's going to put a obstacle in front of his son, Rabba. From here we see that Kas is considered an Avera. However, Rashi adds that even though Kas is a terrible Avera, as described by the Ramban in his letters, but the concern over here is he's going to get angry and he's going to say something inappropriate to his father. So the Lifnei Iver will be on what he says. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a case in which the Ravuna was mochel already on his kavod. Likarei, he was mochel on his kavod for the word yakar. So that would take care of the fact that he's testing him. He was mochel on it. From here, our Gemara is mashma that a person could even be mochel on their bizyonos. The Netziv discusses this position of the Turei Evan. Asks the Gemara, Val ka'avar mishum bal tashkis. But what about the fact that he's violating bal tashkis? In other words, that the father is destroying silk. Ravuna is. Da'avid le bipumbaina. He would tear on the seams, and that ultimately it could be sewn again together. It's not bal tashkis. But maybe that's not a good test, because then the child will notice it's only on the seams and not think it's a big deal. And therefore, it's not a good test whether Rabba is one who's quick to anger. Says the Gemara, da'avale b'shas rischei. He would do it at a time that Rabba is already upset and he wouldn't notice whether it was on the seam or not. When a person's already upset, then they don't notice details. So many musarim that one could discuss about anger that emerges from this Gemara. Masni le Rav Yecheskel Rami Brei. Rav Yecheskel was teaching his son Rami a sugya. Hanisrafim biniskalim. If you have mixed up different individuals that were indicted for an avera and have to be put to death, and what you have are those who are supposed to be saruf with those who are literally supposed to be burned, they're mixed with skila. The halacha is that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us that if you have those who are mixed up, so then you give them the more lenient of the onshim. There are some punishments of chayvei mises that are more severe, in terms of more painful than others. Which one is more painful than the next? Rabbi Shimon Oimer Yadunu Beskila Shasreifa Chamura. Rabbi Shimon says that Sreifa is more chamur. By the way, Sreifa is not literally burning, but rather a hot lead was put down their throat. And Rabbi Shimon says that is more severe than Skila, therefore they all get Skila. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Brei. So Rabbi Yehuda the son said, Abba, Loit Yisan Yehachi. Don't learn this way. My ear ya Sreifa Chamura. Why say that the reason is because Sreifa is more chamer? There's another reason over here in this Mishnah. Typically, the Roba Niskalim Ninu. Since the majority of them are Chayv Skila, you can't give them Sreifa. Elohachi Isnaya. Therefore, switch around the Mishnah in the following way. Haniskalim Binisrafim. There were those who were Chayv Skila amongst Srafim, and the Nisrafim were Rov. So then I would think that they should get Sreifa. Then his son, Rav Yecheskel's son, Rami, corrects him, and he says, then the Chiddush is, as you said, that the Sreifa is more Chamor, and that's the reason why they don't get Sreifa. Amale, Rav Yecheskel said back to his son, Iyachim Masefa, V'chacham Marmi Yedunu B'Sreifa, She'askila Chamura. The Chachamim said they get Sreifa because Skila is more Chamor. There's a Machlokes Chamor, Rabbi Shimon. What's more Chamor? In Sanhedrin Ayin Tesam Ebeis. So, the Chachamim say, Skila is more Chamor, therefore you get Sreifa. Asks Rav Yecheskel, my ear you the Skila Chamura. Who cares about the fact that Skila is more Chamor? Typically, the Ruba Nisrafim Ninhu. We just got through saying that the majority of people over here were Nisrafim, according to your Pshat. Amalei, so Rami's son responded, Hasam Rabbanu dekarmile Reb Shimon. There the Rabban are talking to Reb Shimon. Dika amit Sreifa Chamura. You who say Sreifa is Chamur, lo skila Chamura. But not to say that that's the reason for the Psak Halacha, because there's another reason, and that is the case, what is the majority? In this case, what is the majority? Shmuel overheard this conversation, Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, and that led Shmuel to tell Rav Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one, lo temalei lavicha, you should not speak that way to your father. Disanya, as we learned to in a brisa. In other words, the way Rami had said it, Shmuel says is not appropriate. Disanya, we learned in a brisa, ratio ye'oviv ever al divrei Torah, if one sees one's father violating a din d'oraisa, al yomelei abba avartal divrei Torah. Don't say you violated in Torah. El omele abba kakosu b'Torah. Say that this is what it says in the Torah. In other words, to remind him, but not to say and reject something that he did. Ask Gemara kakosu b'Torah tzu kamitzaredle. If you say it that way, that will also cause him pain. El omele abba mikra kosu b'Torah kach. That there is a pasuk that says this, hinting to the idea without saying. Avarta al divrei Torah. Quote the pasuk, and he himself will understand. But don't say, "Father, you made a mistake," as it would seem Rami had done by saying "Abba lo tisanyach." Don't explain the Mishnah like this. Gemara continues 10 lines from the bottom. Elazar ben Masya Omer Abba Omer. Elazar ben Masya taught that if a father says "Ishkini ma'im umitzave lasos," and I have a mitzvah to do. In other words, my father asked me to give him a drink, but I have a mitzvah to do. Meiniach ni kvod abba v'oses ha-mitzvah. Then I should put aside kibud aveim and first do the mitzvah. Why? Shani ba'abba chayov mitzvah. Because both me and my father are commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command is more supreme. Yisi ben Yehuda Eimer, im efshar l'mitzvah li'asas ha'idei acherim, if the mitzvah could be done by others, ti'as ha'idei acherim, v'yelchu b'chvod aviv, says the Gemara in the first wide line. If the mitzvah could be done by others, then don't do the mitzvah, and rather, you take care of kibud avim. Amar Rav Masna halach ki'isi ben Yehuda, Rav Masna reported that halach is like Isi ben Yehuda, that if you can have the mitzvah done by others, you do kibud avim. Amr Yitzchak Bar Shela Amr Mas Amr Chizda Avshem Machal Al Kvoidei Kvoidei Machu. We begin a new sugya, a very important sugya, and that is the sugya of Kvoidei Machu. The halacha is that a father that's Machal on his kavod. What did we learn on the beginning of today's daf? That kavod is that you give him to eat, give him to drink. He says, "No, I don't need you to give me food. I have my own food. I don't want to eat. I don't need to have that garment, this nice garment that you're going to give me." So then in such a case, his kavod is machal. However, harav shemachal kvoidei ain't kvoidei machal. But if a Rebbe or a Rav, we're going to see it might be a difference halach l'maisa between the two, a Rav that's machal on his kavod, then he cannot be machal. We're going to see in the Gemara that the kvod haTorah for the Rav is something that can't be machal on. That's the opinion of Rav Chizda. However, Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef Amar Afilo Rav Shemachal Kvedei Kvedei Machu. Even if a Rav is Mochan's Kavod, his Kavod is Machu. Shneemar Vashem Holech Lefneim Yoma. Amar Rava Hachi Hashta. Rava asked, Hasam, there the pasuk says Vashem Holech Lifneim Yomam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu went in front of them, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mochel in the kavod, on his kavod. Says Rav, Hasam Hakadosh Baruch Hu Alma Dileihu Vitaira Dileihu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the world is his, the Torah is his. So mochel el yakar, he could be mochel his yakar. Hacha Torah Dileihu. Here, going on to Talmud Beis, is the Torah of the Rav's his own to be mochel. Here we see a fascinating idea. And that is that kavod for the Rav is really kvod haTorah. It's not even kavod for the Rav. And therefore the Rav, and it's not his Torah, and therefore the Rav can't be mochel. It reminds me of the Mishnah in Avos. Im lamadata Torah harbe, al tachzik tova la'atzmecha. If you were zochet to learn a lot of Torah, don't give yourself credit. You had a zechus, you were lucky. You won the lottery. HaKadosh Baruch, not, that wasn't random. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to win the lottery. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to be zochet to learn a lot of Torah. And hence there's a mitzvah to be mechabed you. However, it's not your kavod. I think this is one most powerful things for those who get kavod for Torah. They're not being mechabed you, they're being mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah that you are lucky to have learned. The Gemara continues on the top line, Lama Beis on Beis. Amar Rava in Torah Dilei says, Rava, no, the Torah is his. And Chazal Darshan, that when you are Lomed Torah, and you do it right, then the Torah becomes yours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you. So, really, the Torah is his, and he can be mocha. This is a fascinating give and take in terms of how to look at a Talmud Chacham and the Kvod HaTorah of a Talmud Chacham. It's been a long time since we've done the halacha from the daily daf, but there's a lot to say about this idea in terms of the halacha of how we paskin, why we paskin, the different styles of psak, and all of that's connected to the idea that we just discussed, and the fascinating give and take over here between Rava and Rav Yosef, as well as Rav Chisda. So the Gemara now questions in Rava's own behavior. Three lines on top of Lama Beis on Beis. Eini va Rava mashke be hilula debre. Rava gave his guests to drink at the wedding of his son, Vidolai Kaisa L'Rav Papa, L'Ravuna Breid Yerushua, and he poured a cup for Rav Papa and Ravuna Breid Yerushua, V'Kami Mikamei L'Rav Mari L'Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Chista, V'Lo Kamu Mikamei. And he, now he, here things get complicated, they stood up, Rav Papa and Ravuna stood up for Rava when he poured them the kos. However, when he poured a kos for Rav Mari and Rav Pinchas, the son of Rav Chisda, they didn't stand up. Ikbid, Rava was makbid that they didn't stand up. Va'amar, hanu rabbanan, vahanu rabbanan, lav rabbanan? Why did you not stand up? Just before you, Rav Papa and Ravun Breid Yerushua stood up. These are not Rabbanan. They are not Rabbanan. Vesu, and another question. You just got through saying Rava, that he could be mochel on his kavod, so we're going to have two questions. Question number one is that you yourself, Rava, were makbid when the other Rabbanan didn't stand up. And another question, because presumably that you can't be mochel on your kavod, yet you said you could. V'su Rav Papa v'mashke bei helula da'aba mar brei v'dole kesa Rav Yitzchak brei d'Rihuda v'lo kami kamei v'ikbid. This story also happened with Rav Papa, that he was pouring a kos for Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Yehuda, and he didn't stand up for Rav Papa, and Rav Papa was makbid. So why did Rava conclude that the halacha is that because B'toira site becomes his Torah, he can be mochel? Afilu Hachi answers the Gemara, Hidur me'abid lei. Nevertheless, the requirement is to do a ma'ase hidur. So even if the halacha is that a Rav that's mochel on his kavod, so nevertheless, there is a requirement to do a little bit of hidur. Hidur, Rashi says, is to stand up a little bit in front of the Talmud Chacham. Now, there is a question over here. How did the Gemara compare this to a case of Rav Shemachal al Kavoda? In this case, Rava didn't say anything to his guests. He didn't say, don't stand up for me. So this is not only a question in terms of Rav Shemachal al Kavoda. This Lechura is just a question, how come these Amoraim didn't stand up for a Talmud Chacham, but it has nothing to do with Rav Shemachal Kvodo. Maybe we could suggest the act of Rava of pouring the drink shows that he was already Mochel on his Kavod, but nevertheless, the Chidush of our Maskanas HaGemara is that even though he was doing an act that showed that he was Mochel on his Kavod, nevertheless, Hidur Ma'abidle. It's a little bit of a Chidush that we're saying that you can infer Mechilas Kavod based on the actions of someone. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi added more to the sugya. I feel man Amar Rav Shemachal Kvede Kvede Machal, Nasi Shemachal Kvede En Kvede Machal. A Nasi cannot be Mochel on his Kavod. A Nasi, of course, being the leader of Klal Yisrael once upon a time from Reb Yehuda HaNasi, which comes from David HaMelech, there were the Nasiim who were the political leaders of Klal Yisrael. Interestingly, a Rav, says Rav Ashi, could be Mochel in his Kavod, but a Nasi will not be able to. Meisive says the Gemara, will discuss the reasons shortly. Meisive, Meisiv, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadok, Shem Yisumim, Beis Hamishta, Binoy, Shel Rabbi Gamliel. These Amorai Tanoim were at the Chasana of the son of Rabbi Gamliel, Vayim Gamliel, Oymin Umashkelim. Rabbi Eliezer did not take the kais from Rabbi Gamliel. But when he served Rabbi Yeshua, he was mekabelim, kabelit. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Maze Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer tells Yeshua, how could you take the kais? Anu Yoshvin, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is serving us. In other words, this nasi, Rabbi Gamliel was a nasi. And he's from, Rabbi Gamliel, of course, was from the lineage of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, or more precisely, preceded Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. This is probably Rabbi Gamliel Hasheni, referred to as Rabbi Gamliel Diyavne, who was the grandson of the first Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. Now, we had mentioned Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was the grandson of Rabbi Gamliel Diyavne. Now, there was a third Rabbi Gamliel, who was Rabbi Gamliel Birabi, that some have the girsa that this is, that was Rabbi Gamliel, but in most Gemaras, that is not the appropriate girsa. Either way, Rabbi Gamliel is the Nasi, and he seems to be Mochel in his Kavod. Before we go on, we seem to see the idea that we had mentioned earlier, and that is that the act of pouring the cup is by definition understood as being mochel on his kavod, as we understood in the sugya of Rava pouring the cup a few hundred years later. So this is a Tana Bedor Sheni. This is two generations, the story takes place, two generations before Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who of course is the last dor of Nisim. So, we have Rabbi Gamliel Diyavne, according to many, who's pouring this kais, Omer Umashke Aleinu. And how could you allow this, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus to Rabbi Yoshua. Amale, Rabbi Yoshua responds, Matzinu Godol Mimenu. Sheshimesh Avram Godol Hador Haya. Avram Avinu also did Shimush, and he was the Gadol Hador, the Kosev boy, v'hu Oymer Aleihem. And it says that he took care of the Malachim. So when it comes to Hachnasas Arachim, guests, then in such a case, even Avram Avinu was Mochel and Talmud. V'shema Talmud, and if you're going to say, says Rabbi Yeshua, Kemalach Yasharis Nidmulo, that he wasn't really Mochel and his Kavod, but the Anoshim appeared to him as angels. V'hinei shlosha anoshim nitzavim alav. They appeared like angels. Lo nidmulo el arvayim. They only appeared to him like Arabs. That's a simple reading of the pasuk. Va'anu lo yeh Rabbi Gamliel b'Rebbe oimir umashkelein. And we will not have the great Rabbi Gamliel stand and give us to drink. Rabbi Tzadok had a different take on this. Rabbi Tzadok is the Kotzker over here. Wow, there's a lot. There's a Kuf and a Tzadi in Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok says, "Amasa atem minichim kvodo shel makom atem oskim kvod abrius." You guys are worried about the kavod of Rabbi Gamliel. What about the kavod of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Hakadosh Baruch Hu meishiv ruchos umal nesiim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu causes the wind, and he's the one who creates nesiim. Umorin matar umatzmiach adama va'orach shulchan lefnei kol echad ve'echad. And he's the one who puts a table in front of everybody. In other words, at the end of the day, everything is Kudsha Brichu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is consistently mochel on his kavod. Va'anu, in other words, he does everything for everybody. He doesn't only pour a drink for one person at a time. He's marach shulchan lefnei kol echad ve'echad. Va'anu lo yeh Rebbe Gamliel b'Rebbe omen u'mashke aleinu. And there is going to be a problem if Rebbe Gamliel is pouring. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no problem to do it. So don't worry about the kavod of Rebbe Gamliel. Bottom line is, we see from this Gemara that nasi shemachal kvodo, kvodo machal. Eli yitmar hachi yitmar amra v'ashi afilu mandam nasi shemachal kvodo, kvodo machal. Melech shemachal kvodo ein kvodo machal. Shnem esom tosim lecha melech shetei emaso olecha. What's absolutely fascinating to see this sugya through the eyes of Rabbi Tzadok is on the one hand, we have a tension that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not into his kavod. So even someone who's deserving of kavod in terms of their leadership role, nevertheless, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not makpin on his kavod, so certainly we don't have to worry about the Nasi's kavod. At the end of the day, the Gemara says, even if we accept that argument, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh us to have the ema on a melech. Som tosim alecha melech, that you should place upon you, and Chazal understand that that's emas hamelech. Why is it that a Nasi would be different than a Talmud Chacham? So Tosis in Sanhedrin, Yutes Amin Aleph. In other words, that we had an opinion in the Gemara that says that even though a Talmud Chacham could be Mochel's Kavan, Nasi can't. Number one is that we could argue, Tosis in Sanhedrin arguments, that the Talmud Chacham, we follow the opinion of Rav, it's Torah delay, and therefore he could be Mochel. Rabbeinu Yonah argues in regards to Melech that the covenant of the Melech is not covered for the Melech himself, it's covered for all of Klal Yisrael. And all of Klal Yisrael would have to be Mochel. One could argue then that that becomes a question of what's the status of a Nasi. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan Pnei Seva Takum. Now we deal with another mitzvah of kavod. Mipnei seva takum, you're supposed to rise in front of an elderly person. Yachafil mipnei zaken ashmoi. What about if it's an elderly person who's a balaveira? Tamalam or zaken. So Torah says specifically zaken, not ashmoi. Vein zaken, ela chacham. When it says zaken, we're referring to a wise person. Shnemar esfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. That when we talk about Ziknei Yisrael, we're talking about people who are chachamim, that are able to be judges, as described over there in Bamidbar Yudalef. Rabbi Yosi Agli Amar Ein Zaken Misha Kana Chachma Shnemer. Another source: Hashem Kaneni Reishes Darkoi. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu acquired me. Farshim explained that what the Gemara is saying is that the word Zaken itself is Zekana, that you are Kone Chachma. So Hashem Kanani Reishes Darko, that's referring to Chachma, that Pasuk in Mishlei is referring to acquiring Chachma, so we see Zekane, he was Kone Chachma. Yochel Yamel Mipano Mimakum Racham. I would think that you have to stand up for this Zakan, even if he's far a distance away. Tam Lomar Tokum Adarta, Lomar Tikimel Bimakum Sheish Hidur. The only time you have to stand is where it shows hidur, that you're beautifying him. In other words, if it's not obvious to people why you're standing up, so then in such a case, there is no chiyuv to stand up. Yachol yahadrenu b'mamon. I may think that you have a chiyuv to be mahadrim, to beautify him with your money. Tamlam, we're talking about Dr. Makim Hashem b'chisaron kis. Af hidur she'im b'chisaron kis. There's no requirement to expend money. Yachol says the Gemara in the first wide line, Yamod mipanum mibeis hakisim mibeis hamerchatz, that you would have to stand in front of him in the bathroom or in a bathhouse. Tam lomer talking with Dr. Lomer to kima el b'makom sheyesh hidur. As we mentioned before, the only time that there is a chiyuv of kima standing up is where there's going to be hidur. Yachal yatzel einav kimisha loro. I might think that he could just make believe that he doesn't see him by closing his eyes. Tam lomer talking with yareisa. Dovar amaso leiv. Rashi quotes this on the pasuk that when it says talkum the yareisa in regards to a zaken, dover hamaser lelev nemar boy, because it says v'yareisa me'alokecha, you shall fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether you saw him or not. We are going to stop Daf Lamed Beis over here. We'll pick up Mirtzei Hashem tomorrow. A few lines from the bottom. On today's Daf, we discussed what Mora and Kibud Aveim is. We concluded that the Chiyuv of Kibud Aveim is from the father's estate, not from the son's estate. We had an example of how you're supposed to correct your father and how you're not supposed to. We discussed that, in general, if there's a conflict between a mitzvah and Kibud Aveim, the mitzvah wins unless it's a mitzvah al yedei acherim. Then we discussed the sugya mechila, and the conclusion of the sugya is av shemachal kvodo kvodo machal. There is a big open discussion in regards to Rav Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machal or not. There is a side to say that he can be Mochlan's Kavod because it's Torah delay. The Torah becomes his when he learns it. Ubesara so yega yomam v'layla. And then we discuss whether the same halacha would apply to Nasi. Rav Ashi argues even though Rav Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machal, a Nasi would not be able to be Mochel on his Kavod. We had stories where in their actions, Rabbanim and Nasiim at parties were pouring drinks for others, and that seemed to indicate that they were mochel on their kavod. However, the Gemara concludes, a melech cannot be mochel on his kavod because of Sam Tassim Alecha Melech. The Gemara then discussed the mitzvah of standing in front of a zaken, and it has to be a kima sheyesh hidur, that it's obvious to people that you're standing for him. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Beis in Maseches Kedushin. I hope that we will get back into a little bit of the halacha from the daily daf and discuss the mitzvah of standing up in front of a Talmud Chacham. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Beis in Maseches Kedushin.